My guest this morning is Trevor Dion Nicholas, who is currently appearing as the Genie in Aladdin, the newest musical to be added to the West End repertoire of have-to-see shows. Trevor was born in West Virginia and has had musicals running through his blood since an early age. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning. How's it going?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm great.
What is it about the theatre and musicals you love?
It's that type of excitement of getting the immediate response from an audience, from getting to see their faces, of the energy that you're putting towards them, and the happiness you're throwing at them, or whatever emotion you're giving to them, you get to get it back instantly, and that's immediate reciprocation, and it's worth it every time.
I mean, there is kind of a stigma towards being involved in musicals and theatres at such an early age. How did you combat that?
People respect me now for who I am and what I do, but of course a lot of males in the theater industry tend to be scrutinized for their involvement, especially with musical theater. And in school, as a kid, yeah, it was difficult sometimes. It was difficult to maintain a sense of self, but what was important and what mattered was the friends and the people that I surrounded myself with, and my family, not just my parents, but my siblings. I'm the youngest of five, all my siblings understanding that, and like I'm a big guy, and like the expectation was always for me to play sports, especially from my older brothers, and from my dad a little bit, but not so much. So I should be like, they're like, oh, he'll play American football, he'll do this, and it's, my heart was telling me I should stick with theater. And so yeah, the pressure was there for that as well, but it was the people I was surrounded by, including my friends that I was performing with, some of which I'm still in touch with today.
We all know the 1992 film version of Aladdin, but this is the first time, especially here in the UK, that we've seen it on stage. So, although we've got the story of Aladdin and Princess Jasmine, we all know that, we all know A Whole New World, how did it transfer from film to stage?
Well, a lot of the adjustments, if you want to call them, it was almost a natural evolution from the film to bring it to the stage. There's a lot of elements that they weren't able to maintain for the film and for the animated movie, and they were able to restore characters, to restore songs that weren't there initially. The idea of the genie going back to the original concept of him, which was this Cab Calloway style jazz performer, and it's like we really, really embrace that in the stage show. And so what it does is it gives the people who grew up, gives them that nostalgia, but it also gives them so much more to look forward to, and it surprises them and brings things they didn't know were there, and things that the original creative team had hoped to instill in this production. And now it's this massive, larger than life thing that you get to see with your own eyes in person.
The last kind of real musical I can think of is Mamma Mia and Hairspray. Why is it, do you think, that Aladdin has done so well and everyone is talking about it?
But I think it boils down to the relationships that are on stage. You have this dual love story. You have, of course, the Aladdin Jasmine love story, guy from the street meets the princess from the palace, and how that collides and how they find each other. But you have the bromance, you have the genie Aladdin love story. And so that's the one I think a lot of people deeply connected with in the film, attributing a lot of that to the performance by Robin Williams. And so they're able to find this connection and this thing, and everybody can see themselves in it. And it's we have a lot of fun. We bring a lot of joy to a lot of audience members. If it's addictive from my perspective on the stage, we see people coming back and seeing the show more than once, more than twice, seeing them at the stage door, seeing them in the front row, seeing them play the lottery every day.
Well, speaking of Robin Williams, he was one of the best actors that, you know, I grew up with.
Fantastic. Incredible performer. Incredible actor. Incredible comedian. Such a dramatic turn for him. He was one of the most versatile performers that I think the screen's ever seen.
And what was it like stepping into his shoes then to play the genie? Because that was his role. Everyone knows Robin Williams as the genie. And now we've suddenly got Trevor as the genie.
Yes, yes. It's daunting initially, of course, because it's, that's a lot to... That's a lot to cover. Like you see his performance and you see how much he was able to do. So what the best thing that they did, our creative team and Casey Nicola, our director especially, never wanted me to try and copy that. It was all about, one of the things that made the genie work was how in the film was how much of Robin Williams is channeled through it. And so in the same sense, 6 days a week, I channel myself through the role, and bringing that type of honesty and a real sense of self to it is honestly what makes it work. I'm in the mood to help you do. You ain't never had a friend like me. Now watch me sell it. Wah, wah, wah. That song is one of the few times in musical theater where a character gets to basically say, look what I can do, and you still love them at the end of it. And it's that excitement, and it's and we get to really pull out the pixie dust on that one.
You appeared in the Broadway version of Aladdin last year.
Yes.
In America. And then obviously you come over to the West End. Have you noticed a difference between the American and the English reception to the
Absolutely.
Show?
Absolutely. American audiences were incredible, of course. It was great to get to cut my teeth with the role in that aspect. What I love about the British audiences is they're very honest. And if they're once you hook them and once they're on board, you feel it and you feel that reaction, and it makes the payoff even greater, because I feel like sometimes American audiences can be a little bit easier to please. They're a little bit easier to jump to their feet and clap for the show. But with a British audience, you have to earn their love and earn their trust. And when you do, that payoff is phenomenal.
I want to give you 30 seconds now to tell me why I should see Aladdin. 3, 2, 1, go.
You have to come see Aladdin, because this is something you're not going to see anywhere else on the West End. And even though there's other Aladdin productions on the planet, this is the only one like this in the world. This is something very specific that we took down from the ground up and rebuilt when we got into rehearsals, so that London audiences and audiences that come to London to see the show see something specific just for here. There's nothing else like it anywhere else, and it is an absolute blast and a joy to be on stage.
So it goes short and sweet. Now they live down the street, doing just what they all do best.